This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello, Sean.
Hello. Go. Coming up, we start off with Save It for the Radio Show, a section where myself and Mark will talk about stuff that we've saved to discuss during the radio show. It's then the headlines for the front pages. I'll be going to the broadsheets, Mark will be going to the tabloids, then we'll be going to Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week, where Mark will be telling us his Joke of the Week. That'll be followed by Mark's newsletter. That's the sort of section where Mark reads a strange newsletter from the strange area that he grew up in. That's followed by local gossip. We'll be talking to my mum to find out her local news, her local gossip. That'll be followed by sport from my dad, a new section introduced to the show. And we will end, of course, with an interview with special guest and our weather correspondent, comedian Paul McCaffrey. That is today's show. What was that at the end?
I thought I'd get the energy up right at the end. Quite okay. Long, isn't it, that bit?
Today. All right, there you go. So, right, okay, Mark, it's Save It for the Radio show.
Save It for Radio. What's been happening?
Well, with me... Yeah. Well, just on the tube on the way here, the thing I thought I want to discuss with right. you is blowing your nose. People blowing their nose, right? Yeah. A guy was sat next to me on the tube,
oh, right.
and he blew his nose.
Yeah.
I think that is as disgusting as farting in public. And it needs to stop. I don't think people should be allowed to blow their nose. It's worse.
It's worse.
Exactly.
It can directly affect people's health.
Exactly, you can get a cold. You can't get
of course
a cold off farting.
I don't think you can. And well, it doesn't
I
make
know you
and,
can't.
And fart a fart can't make you fart.
Exactly.
Whereas a cold is transferring.
Although a yawn can make you yawn.
It can.
Interesting.
But you don't mind yawning.
I don't mind. I love a yawn.
Yeah.
Lovely. I do find it weird that other people make... Are you really yawning because we're talking about yawning? Genuinely. Yeah. Is that a real yawn? So weird. I tried to Google that.
You didn't yawn then.
I know I didn't yawn. I'm being conscious of it. I'm being strong.
I've got another one coming. You know that horrible bit where it's not quite strong, but you can feel it at the back of the throat?
I'm an observational comedian. Of course I know that.
You can do that as a bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Better than that. Come on. No, but... Why I've actually Googled in the early hours of the morning, why do people yawn? Because people have yawned. They don't know. This is mad.
Awful. It feels horrible. Stop talking about it.
This is not good for radio.
No.
It's just one of the presenters is yawning. I think that tells us everything we need to know. Mark, what's your Save It for the Radio show?
It's not that exciting a week for me, really.
Okay.
But I went to the cinema and got told off.
What?
Yeah, I got told off at the cinema.
You? Yeah, you're one of the nicest men,
yeah.
sort of law-abiding men I've ever met.
I know. I'm not even sure what I did was wrong. This would be interesting.
Mark, by
is.
The way, used to support me on tour, and he wouldn't drive through yellow lights at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
London would be absolutely dead, and he'd stop at a yellow light. We'd been in the car for about 4 hours. I would go. Do you remember how angry I used to get?
Really angry.
And it was genuine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Swearing.
Yeah. And
do
that, right?
I would have talked to you.
Yeah, I know. But you'd do that, right? And it would put me under so much pressure. Then I'd try to do the next one when it wasn't like I was out of time, and then I'd end up going through a red.
That's fine.
That's not fine.
It's fine. We get home quicker.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, but no.
Okay.
Yeah, more chances.
Little Britain. Come on, so you got told off at a cinema.
Oh, right, yeah. So, you know, occasionally I do sort of Instagram videos, like the Instagram live videos.
Okay, no plugging. Right.
and I was doing a joke in the cinema. I was waiting for my mate, and I was just recording it, but I couldn't get it right.
In the cinema? In the screen, you mean?
No. In the foyer.
Oh, right.
Right. And then I saw a vicar that I know came out of a film.
Sorry? Whoa. Rewind. Go back. I've never met anyone. I don't know anyone that's ever said the sentence, then I met a vicar that I know.
Okay, there's a vicar.
How do you know a vicar?
He's a comedian. He's a new comedian called Ravi Holi, right? That's actually his real name. He got it changed.
Sorry? I'm serious now. This is too much.
Ravi Holi.
That's not his real name.
Yeah, it is. Like, he changed it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, 100%.
You're being... So
his real name
A vicar?
Now. Yep.
A genuine vicar?
Yeah.
Got his name, which was... You don't know?
No.
So, Peter...
I don't know whether Holi was his real
Lincoln.
Surname, but I know he definitely changed the first name. No, maybe not. I don't know, actually. But he's definitely changed it legally.
What don't you know?
I'm not sure what his original name was, so...
Well, that doesn't matter.
No.
I was just asking, just in case. But he's changed it to Ravaholi.
Ravi Holi. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want him as my vicar, if that is what I was
cool,
into.
He's quite cool, though. He's quite a laid-back, kind of hip... dude, kind of.
I don't know
thicker.
If hip or cool could be used. I don't want to slag off this man too much. I'm sure he's lovely, you know, and I don't want to go to hell, but Ravaholi.
Yeah, but he's a nice bloke. And he's funny. He's funny. He's a good act.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a character, doesn't he?
But he's very. Yeah. He does, but he's not. He's a real vicar of 8 churches.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So he was coming out of a screening, so I started talking to him, right?
Yeah.
And then this manager came up. Like, looked quite serious, and he went to me, he went, excuse me, sir, interrupted the conversation as well, which I felt was weird, because it was definitely we were definitely full in conversation.
Yeah.
And he said, excuse me,
is your name really Ravaholi?
What he said?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
He said to me, you're one of our staff, tell me that you're one of our regular unlimited customers, right? So I've got an unlimited card, so I go in there a lot.
Okay.
And I was thinking, I've won a competition or something. Like, I thought it must be something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that does sound like, yes.
Do you know what I mean? And he said, can I just have a word with you over there? I was like, okay. And then he said, my staff have told me that you're videoing in the cinema. And I was just really shocked. I didn't know what, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I had to then explain to him what I was doing. So I'm a comedian, so I did little jokes, like, on Instagram. And then he made me show him... Oh, it's the most awkward
thing. Did he laugh?
No.
Yes!
It was so awkward.
That is brilliant.
It's hard enough telling someone a joke one-to-one anyway.
Yes!
Let alone a shitty video.
A man who's telling you off.
A really bad video.
And you bombed. In front of the cinema manager.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Awful.
You can never go there again.
No.
What did Holy Moly have to say about that?
No, he went.
Holy Moly was out of there.
Holy Moly.
Holy Moly, I'm out of here. Ravaholi, I'm gone.
Yeah, he left because the guy was talking to me for so long.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. And I had to wait for it to load up. And then...
Oh God, with the twirly-whirly thing, just waiting for it to load. Very awkward.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so that was it. But put me off a bit. And are you not allowed to film in places?
Like in a foyer?
Little short videos? Everyone does it all the time, don't they?
That's mainly what young people do, is film.
And the cinema is for the film. So...
Yeah. Well, not for filming, but...
No,
yeah.
But, you know...
But you're allowed to show one of your videos on a phone. You're just not allowed to make one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, should we crack on with the news, or is there anything else to add?
No. That's my... that's everything.
Let's crack on with the news.
Yeah. I'm excited.
It is, after all, a news-ish show.
I haven't looked at all at the news this week, really.
Right.
So I don't know anything that's happening.
Okay. You are meant to, by the way, to keep up with the show.
I know. I just haven't... I've just been busy.
This is the only news show where the presenters know less than the listeners about the news. Okay, so the main story of today, really, that's crossing most of the broadsheets is the fact that North Korea have accused the US... of declaring war.
What?
Did you hear this? Yeah. So I'm going to go for The Guardian. It's also in The Times. I'm sure it's in The Telegraph.
How can there be confusion?
Well, what do you mean? I didn't say surely confusion. North Korea accuses US of declaring war.
But accuses. But surely, if you've surely declaring war is quite an obvious...
Yeah, because you say we declare war.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've not said that. And they've denied saying that as well.
Yeah.
But I will go into it here. North Korea has accused Donald Trump of declaring war and threatened to shoot down US bombers in international airspace in a significant escalation of tensions between the two countries.
Hang on.
Wait, hey, oh, go on.
So they're going to shoot them down. But the only way they can shoot them down, surely... So they're shooting them down from Korea...
Because what's happened is America have been sort of showcasing their weaponry, their armor, their planes.
What?
To go, like, you don't want to mess with me. You know, like in a film where someone like sort of pulls their gun out of their pocket and says,
yeah,
don't F with me. Look, yeah, I've got this on me. That's the equivalent. Then America are flying their planes near North Korea going, yeah, look at this. This is going to mess you up.
That's weird, isn't it?
like
North Korea,
that's a bit weird, isn't it?
But North Korea know they've got those good planes.
Yes.
So why do you have to show them?
I don't, it's all, it is that thing of men getting their penises out and swinging it on the,
to be fair, if America
slapping it on the table,
have flown a bomber plane,
I think they are bomber planes, yeah.
Yeah,
or fighter planes.
You should be allowed to shoot them down. Don't.
Well, they're
it's dangerous.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Fair enough. You should go on Newsnight. Brilliant. Yeah. No, you're right.
It is dangerous.
Yeah. Well, so basically, North Korea is saying if that comes any nearer, if those planes come any nearer, we're going to shoot them down. Okay,
right.
The North Korean foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, I think it might be pronounced, said the whole world should clearly remember it was the US who first declared war on our country, right?
Mm.
What he was referring to was a particular tweet by Trump on Sunday that warned that the regime's leaders won't be around much longer. So that is a threat, isn't it? That is a threat.
Imagine declaring war on Twitter.
I know. Send. Oh God, it's gone over 140 characters. Right, get rid of that word. Get rid of that. Get rid of that punctuation. Get rid of that full stop. That's better.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, but I think that is a bit of a threat, isn't it? Won't be around much longer.
Why would they be around other than if you're going to kill them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, so it's a threat.
Yeah, but it's not declaring war.
It's not
a
war,
threat,
is it?
But it's not declaring war.
No, it's an assassination thing, isn't it?
If you keep on talking to me like that, Mark, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that a declaration of violence?
Yes.
Oh, then.
Well, isn't it? You're saying you're going to hit me.
If you keep talking like that.
If I do.
If you keep talking to me the way you're talking to me, I will hit you.
Oh, no, it's not then. Because if I then do, you'll then declare war. Threatening war.
There you go.
He's threatening war.
He's threatening war. He's not declaring it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Good. Trump had also warned that if the US and its allies were attacked, he would totally, this is a quote, totally destroy North Korea. Trump seems to be talking to North Korea like a teenager playing someone at the other side of the world on FIFA. You know, I'm going to mess you up. I'm going to mess you up, blood. It's going to be 5-0. Go get this. I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
Is that exactly it?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. So, that's scary stuff, you know,
because
we're talking about big, big, big weapons of mass destruction. Nuclear weapons that could destroy miles.
Yeah. So
if
North Korea shoot down one of these bombers,
yeah,
is that then going to start the war? Is Trump then going to go...
100%. Oh, mate.
Then it's
big time. Big time war. So,
really?
If he flies a plane past and goes, look at my wings, baby, and they go... then Trump will come out and he will tweet, we declare war.
Yeah.
RT.
Yeah, please retweet.
Please RT. We declare war, please RT.
Yeah.
And follow my friend.
Does he tag North, like Kim Jong-un?
No, he doesn't. I don't think
Kim Jong-un
is on Twitter. Maybe he's on Facebook. Maybe he's more of a photo guy on Instagram.
He might be, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Don't know.
But I agree that is bad.
It must be very frightening if you're living in America now, because I think Korea have proven that they have warfare that can meet, or they have weaponry that can meet an island just off America.
Yeah, so you'd be scared if you're on that island.
Yeah, but the whole island getting wiped out. Imagine that being in London, just doing a bit of shopping on Oxford Circus.
But the US would win.
No more rush hour,
wouldn't they?
What?
The US would win, wouldn't they? They'd win instantly, wouldn't they? Against Korea.
Oh, I don't know.
In a match.
Oh, I don't know, but remember Vietnam?
Yeah.
I mean, you would have said before that America would go in and wipe the floor with them. It didn't turn out to be like that.
No.
So there you go. Don't know, scary stuff. Mark, war? Just last thoughts of war before we move on. Play a nice little song. Because I think we need to relieve the tension, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to know?
Dark. Just war. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts on war?
Yeah.
What do you mean? That's bad, isn't it?
Very bad.
Yeah.
Would you be... Because obviously we don't have to go to war anymore. It's more just bomb, bang, city, wipe out with nuclear war.
Yeah.
How do you reckon you would have gone down... How do you reckon you would have fared, going into war as a soldier?
Oh, I don't know. When I've had dreams about sort of being in sort of gunfights.
What?
I've never...
You dream about being in gunfights?
Yeah, I have like those sort of chasing dreams where you... I always have these dreams where I'm in a house.
Yeah.
And then...
Are you sure you're dreaming? You're not just awake in your house?
It's the next bit that's okay. The dream bit.
All right, cool.
And then there's always a siege on my house. I've got some guns. And then it always ends
amazing.
With me leaving and I have to...
What are you
on about? Always. And then I'm getting chased. But it's always starts as a siege, where I'm in the house and defending it.
I wish we had. We've got to get someone in that can analyse dreams for next week. We've got to sort that out, and we need to analyse that dream.
Yeah.
If anyone, by any chance, listening to the show, listening to the podcast, knows anyone that analyses dreams, please play that to them and see
tweet
if you
in.
Can basically break that down for us. We'd love to know
what
the hell is going on in Mark's.
I've got
head.
Some other dreams that I always have. Shall I quickly give another one that I get regularly?
All right, quickly move on. And then what we're going to do is we're going to read out some tweets from our listeners who will be telling us what's on their fridge.
Tsunami.
What about a tsunami?
Tsunami coming. I have a dream about
I've
that.
I've got that.
Oh, do you have that on as well?
I grew up with that.
I think it might be an anxiety one.
Definitely anxiety. I had a recurring dream where I'd pull open the curtain, look out my bedroom window, and a massive tsunami was coming that would wipe out the whole of Brighton, which is where I lived.
Mine's always in my primary school hall. Which wasn't... Well, in the dream, it doesn't look like my primary school hall, but in the dream, it is my primary school hall.
I've got that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's glass windows as well, so you can see it coming.
Okay.
And then I wake up just as it hits.
Okay, have you got any more dreams? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll hopefully get some tweets from people telling us some weird dreams they've had. If you've got any more dreams, tell us later. Mark, we're just going to quickly... Last week, just in the moment, we started talking about what's on top of our fridges, and I quite liked it, so I tweeted out to find out what's on... The Twitter versus fridge.
Yeah, Facebook that as well.
We got one from Nick199. On top of Nicky's fridge, a wok, a crash helmet, and two disc locks. Huh. What are disc locks?
Disc
locks.
Disc locks. Disc locks.
Yeah.
Like disc locks.
I don't know. Don't try and work it out on radio. Not good radio. Just do disc locks. You're not going to work
what
it out by just
disc?
Repeating it. Okay, and Dan Ellis has a watering can, a Dyson handheld. I've also got a Dyson handheld on top of my fridge. Oven gloves on top of the fridge. Not sure about that. Usually hang them off the bar on the front of the oven. And I can't use the screen with...
Oh, no, it keeps moving, doesn't it?
It keeps moving. It's really annoying.
Can we find out what a disc lock is? Oh, we found it.
Please find out what a disc
lock is. It's on there, apparently. But
and several Nerf darts. What are Nerf darts?
Nerf guns. Nerf guns. You know what a Nerf gun is?
No.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't. Just tell me.
The kid's gun where the foam shoots out. That's a Nerf gun. But there's a recent thing that they've been banned because they've been hurting kids' eyes.
Oh, so that's why he's keeping it on top of the fridge. If the police come round.
Well, they say the kids can't get it, probably.
Or that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Most ones I got were...
Read it out in a bit.
Yeah.
Don't want to just carry on for the next hour talking about what people have on top
of
their fridge.
Can we just find out what disc lock is? I think we just found out.
Oh, okay. Yes. Before we go into our... What is it?
It locks the steering wheel of your car.
Oh, right. Okay. There you go.
Why is it on top of the fridge? So it should be in the car.
Or the hallway.
Yeah, you ain't got
the
a steering
hallway,
wheel.
Grab it when you go out.
You ain't got a steering wheel in your kitchen, have you?
Obviously not. Okay, right, well...
No.
As always, I'll be playing a Blink-182 song this week. It's Josie. There you go. And then we'll be doing local news.
Yeah, my girlfriend! Girlfriend likes you LADHC, and she's so smart and independent. I don't think she needs me.
Radio presents
Joey Page.
It's Kieran Leonard, aka St. Leonard's Horses.
Well, no, I also did spend sort of 6 weeks living in a motel just outside of Joshua Tree in the Mojave Desert, and I was really doing some soul searching, as you would do, spending that much time alone.
God, I'd hate to just be on my own for 6 weeks.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's pretty, pretty tricky for a few first few days.
I might do the show for 2 months on my own and see what comes out of it.
What, no music?
No, just me chat, just sat in front of the mic breathing.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page
from 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
That was our friend Joey Page's show, an advert for his show.
Yeah, I've been on that once.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, it's fun.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
Check it out. Mark, it's now time for you to have a look at the tabloid news.
Oh, yes.
Tell us what's going on in the world of the Red Tops.
What have we got? We've got the Daily Star. Sex robots.
Yep. Yeah.
There's a bit, it's taken off.
What do you mean it's taken off?
Yeah, they reckon it's going to be big business. You've got basic sex robots.
Well, hang on. So, right, sex robots.
Yeah.
Explain what that is, because I think I know what that is. What's that look like? Do you know what I mean?
Basically.
Because I remember you used to be able to get those where it was just like a sort of model of a vagina.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have one, but I remember them.
But is that, so you just have the vagina?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
Yeah, there's nothing else. Just a model of a vagina that I assume you are. No, let's not get into it.
So basically, they look. There's a full size woman.
It looks like a full size. Oh, so
yeah, full size woman.
Does it look like what you'd think of when you think of a sex doll?
Yeah.
Right, so that's what it is. So it's a robotic sex doll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know,
it's a big mouth.
It's got all the bits in the right places and that.
Okay, well, you'd hope so. Otherwise, you'd take it back. Excuse me, this vagina's at her hip.
I think, yeah, so they just look normal. I think they feel
look
quite
normal. Show me.
They feel quite realistic. She's got a good bum.
I think we can't be doing this. She's got a good.
She has.
She has got
a good bum. What? It's designed to be good, isn't it? They wouldn't design an horrible one.
Are you going to buy her?
No. Right, here we go. So I'll tell you. So a basic sex robot.
Just let me show the webcam, please.
Yeah, there you go.
Mark, review that. What you just review for the webcam. Sorry, and listeners. Okay, just give us a review of the sex robot. So first of all, you said she's got a good bum.
Well, a review is sounds like I've done it.
No. Just come on.
But I'm willing to do it for the show if I need to for next week.
God, this has got.
It's just got a good bum. Like, if that was a human woman.
It's. Is that okay?
I don't know. Should we say she or
it?
I don't know. She's got a good bum.
Okay.
Well, it's a good bum. It's designed to be a good bum.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, perfectly nice, clean.
They're not going to have a saggy bum.
No.
Well, are they?
No.
So, yeah.
There's no stretch marks.
Like, it's an attractive doll.
Okay, you think that's an attractive doll?
Well, it's yeah, isn't it?
Okay.
Is that weird? That is weird, but...
Well, now I'm just staring at... I'm just staring at, like, plastic models of women trying to work out whether I would or not. That's not good.
Yeah.
That is not good.
No. I mean...
Would you?
Well, hang on. I'll tell you the statistics. A survey found that 2/3 of blokes and 1/3 of women would consider having sex with a robot.
Repeat that, sorry.
2/3 of men and 1/3 of women would consider having sex with a robot.
Women? Would women...
Not lesbians.
Are these lesbian women having sex with them or women that want... Hang on, where are the male sex bots?
Sexist, isn't it? No, they haven't... No, they haven't spoke about male ones.
Okay, so how much are these? Ones. How much do they cost and where can I get one? Where can you get one?
So basic sex robots from China with Bluetooth headsets and...
What do you mean Bluetooth headset? What's he can talk to?
It doesn't go into detail, but I think, yeah, maybe, yeah.
No way.
No, because
that's amazing.
Response.
That means you can get to do other stuff.
The high... Like what?
Well, I don't know, answer the front door.
Oh, right, okay.
Get that for me, would you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they walk around.
Okay.
They can talk to you and they can react to things that you say and do. So if you say...
Do you mean, is it just sexy, though?
Well, yeah, probably. If you say, can you touch it? They probably go, yeah, and then touch it.
That is weird. And can you program the voice?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But they, so you can get, and they got vibrating genitals.
Hey?
Vibrating genitals.
Okay.
What do you mean? Am I being ignorant? Have I, what do you mean vibrating genitals?
Maybe.
I've been doing it wrong. Vibrating genitals?
I don't know. Maybe it just makes it, I don't know. Yeah, just it's like getting a. We're talking about this.
Oh no! So
it's like getting a hand job, I guess. Okay. By a fake
all right,
vagina.
Mate. You didn't have to say that.
Is that that's a nice way of putting it?
Okay, we will have to move on.
From Amazon, £1,000.
Amazon, £1,000.
And then you can get sophisticated ones.
Sophisticated. What makes them sophisticated? Do you know?
They can be fully customized.
They can read you a book. And capable afterwards.
They're capable of communicating and responding to touch. And they're £12,000.
Only £200 more for a sophisticated...
No, first one's 1,000 and the next one's 12,000.
Oh, 12,000, sorry. Yeah, okay, yeah. Blimey. All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, so...
So,
do you reckon that could be something...
Hurry up and buy one quickly before Trump and Young blow up the planet. Mm. There you go. Yeah. It's now time for... Anna, did you hear that Tommy from down the hill's not really disabled? It's local gossip. This is a section of the show where Mark will be, first off, reading out his newsletter from the area that he was brought up in, Wheelbarrow Town.
Yeah.
That'll be followed by talking to my mum to find out her local news. Mark, what's going down in Wheelbarrow Town?
Well, I'm afraid the newsletter didn't get delivered this week, so what? I haven't got any. It just didn't come. Because I've moved out.
Yeah.
I've moved out of the cottage and my mum and stepdad are moving in.
Right. And so it's not that it's not been delivered, it's that you didn't pick it up.
No, no, no. I phoned my stepdad and asked him where it is and he said it wasn't delivered. It's either that or he doesn't want me to have it.
Okay.
But yeah, so...
So that's it? That was the news?
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Oh.
But next week, I might be able to get an online...
What about some sort of vintage Wheelbarrow Town news? Any old news from the time that you were brought up there? Anything that happened just quickly? No, tough question, I know.
That is quite a tough question. No, can't think of anything. It's really, nothing happens, really.
I know, I mean, you live in a field with some sheep.
Yeah,
I did. That's why there's no news. Okay, well then we're just going to have to go and speak to my mum to find out.
Yeah, sorry, next week I'll try and sort it out.
It's absolutely fine. Yeah. We're going to go find out my mum's local news now. Hello, mum, are you...
Hello there.
Are you there?
Yes, I am indeed.
How are you, mum?
I'm absolutely fine. Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay, good. What were you going to say?
No, can I quickly just say a big thank you to my producer, Lizzie, who has helped so much with Shuey's charity.
Your producer? It's my producer. You're on my show. It's not our show.
Anyway, don't make me feel bad.
So Lissy, last week, if you're new to the show, last week my mum was meant to be doing the local news, and instead basically plugged my Auntie Shuey's. What was it? It was the rowing.
Auntie Shuey's rowing.
Yeah, a charity row, and our producer. My mum thinks that Lissy gave money, but she didn't. She just put a link up on Twitter, mum.
Because I told Auntie Shuey that they'd donated money. never mind.
Well, no, but
I've got that wrong.
Yeah, it was all right. I've yet to have donated, but I'll donate some money, and Mark, you'll donate some money, won't you?
Yep.
Yeah? Some of the money that was going to go into your sex robot.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Do you know
he's not
that
to afford
brave.
A sex robot now, mum?
Listen,
he
to
wanted
this.
To buy a sex robot.
Who does?
Mark.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say to that. I really don't.
No.
Enjoy, Mark. Enjoy.
Okay.
Thank you.
What were you going to say, mum?
They have raised £918.
Oh.
And their target is 1,800. And Shuey's been baking lots and lots of cakes and selling those. She's doing very well.
Amazing. Well, that's great to
hear. That's brilliant.
Keep us
updated
with that. And I'll donate some money. Just remind me. Just text me and remind me.
Yeah, we'll do.
Mum,
well, you are actually going on the day to see Auntie Shuey Rowe.
I know, mum. I look forward to it. But we've got to get on with local gossip. By the way, you keep texting in capital letters. You've got to put it onto lowercase.
Oh, Why?
Because it just feels like you're shouting at me when you're texting me.
No, the reason for that is just that it's, you know, people can actually see the text.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Right, anyway, yeah. Right, enough of that.
Right, local gossip. Let me just, I'll do an intro again so we can almost start again. Anna, did you hear that Tommy from down the hill's not really disabled? Mum, it's local gossip.
Okay, so local gossip. Well, here we go. Right, the Dingles. We've still got more rusty cars coming down the street. I mean, it just looks like a slum, literally. Now, you've heard about the Dingles. They look like the hillbillies from Deliverance. Yeah. And anyway, we're so sick of it now. And Angie, who never, you know, she's very polite.
Yeah. Who's Angie, Mum? Who's Angie, for new listeners?
Angie,
who's
Angie? is my friend and neighbour.
Okay.
And very polite, but as soon as their name is mentioned, the language, four-letter words, oh, it's so funny, the filth that comes out, it's unbelievable. But you can't help it with that crowd, but they were out. What day was that? On Saturday with their banjos.
What do you mean they were out with their banjos?
Playing banjos.
Out the front.
And who's they?
No,
how many
of them are there? Out the back.
Out the back, playing the banjos.
Oh, there's dozens of them. Oh.
Like a band?
Dozens. The Dingle family.
Yeah. Are they any good?
They're dreadful.
Do they sing?
Absolutely dreadful. Try to.
Right.
Anyway. But they're just this horrible family.
Okay.
And I found out who, because there's paint in the front of my house.
There's what?
And someone threw paint.
Someone threw paint at the front of the house?
Yes, on my steps.
Why?
My front steps. Because they're just ignorant, horrible people.
Who did that?
The Dingles.
They threw paint on the steps.
And one of them was being sick all over my front garden.
Being sick?
Yes.
On purpose?
It just, you know, it's unbelievable. We have so much trouble.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It is. But anyway, you know, that's that. But yesterday was a nightmare. Oh, did you want Michael later?
Yeah, for the sport in a second. Maybe you should carry out some revenge, Mum.
Right, hold on. You got to stay, Michael. Yeah, what was it? Oh, yeah, yesterday, bad day. I was looking for my glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked everywhere.
Subject change.
Huh?
Subject change, is it? Is this a new story?
Well, yeah, this is another one. And Michael, once again, took my glasses and has lost them.
Right.
And,
So basically, you come onto the show to ask me to buy you a new pair of glasses. That's what's happened. That's what this is.
No. Well, you can if you want, but I wasn't. But everything of mine just disappeared. it is so annoying. You know, I can't have anything.
All right, Mark, I'll get you some new glasses. Don't bring it down. You sound like you're about to cry. Come on.
Well, I nearly did yesterday. It was one of those days where everything just went wrong.
Well, Mark, I'll tell you what we're doing, then. We'll cheer you up. Normally, after we've spoken to you, we do Mark's Joke of the Week, because, as you know, Mark is a one-liner comic. So you sound like you need cheering up. What we'll do is Mark does a topical joke about the news. And so why don't you stay here and listen to Mark's Joke of the Week?
What you're saying is, Mum, we've had enough of you. You're really boring this week.
No, I didn't say that! The show's only an hour. You've given us the local news. You've got to go at some point.
Hold on a minute. I just want to say hello to Auntie Shuey.
Okay.
Because
hello,
I think
Auntie
she's listening.
Okay.
And
hi, Uncle Auntie Shuey.
Uncle Shuey.
Also, Uncle Rich is week 6 now, and he's still grouting in between the bathroom tiles.
Yeah.
Week six. So, okay, well done, Uncle Rich, for the grouting.
It's taken quite a while.
It's taken quite a while, hasn't it?
It is.
Still well done. And he's got lots of cakes from Auntie Shuey that he can enjoy on his break.
So
thank you. That was great. Thank you for the local gossip.
Not a great, you know, time for me. But next week I'll be a lot better and a lot happier.
Okay, good. We'll cheer you up now with Mark Simmons' joke of...
Bye, everybody.
Don't say bye. Listen to the joke.
We got the new
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
God.
You know, hello.
Listen to the joke. Just listen to Mark's joke.
Hold on a minute. Have I got to get off the radio?
No, you don't have to get off the radio. Just listen.
All right.
Just listen to his joke of the week.
Mark.
Okay, we're going to listen to his joke. Listen to his joke. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
So, university researchers have called for a ban on tackling in school rugby. I say, let them try.
Do you like it?
Yeah,
thanks, Mark. Really good. Can you pass this on to Dad now for the sport?
That leads into sport.
Hey, the funny thing is, though, you know, like, mindful has to take, you know, like, anything of mine, it will be. But the one thing I've kept, which you bought me when you were a little boy, was a little bottle of bubble bath balls.
Oh, yeah, I remember the bubble bath balls, yeah.
Yeah, I kept them, and that's so funny, because he hasn't taken those, has he?
Well, it's because he doesn't wash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, hold on,
I'll pass you over.
Oh, you want to see his face? Okay. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
There we go.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Dad. We're just going to see if you've got any news on sport. What's been going on in the world of sport?
Well, not a lot, except we're playing Fulham Friday night. Are you going?
QPR against Fulham. I will be going, actually, yeah. But it's also on Sky, so you could go to the pub and see it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Is Piers going?
I think so, yeah. He would have finished
the
round.
As near as we got to a derby.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else? Do you see Match of the Day?
I always watch Match of the Day.
How was it?
I'll tell you what, I watch Match of the Day because I'm looking forward to People Who Do Nothing, which is bloody funny if you haven't seen it.
Don't plug another sitcom on our comedy show. I'm in a sitcom on ITV. Why are you plugging another sitcom? Did you watch Jack D's sitcom with me in it?
What Bad Move?
Yeah.
I had great rapport, so I'll watch it next time. Okay. I just get nervous, Sean, watching you. That's the only reason.
Understand.
But I will watch, I'll watch it next time.
Everyone loves it.
All right, thanks,
Mum. Sally, June.
If I did this to her while she was on the phone, I'd be fucking shot for it.
Okay, don't swear. It's only 20 to 1 in the afternoon. So is that all the sport then? Match of the Day was good, yeah?
Yeah, well, yeah, I always watch it, yeah. I mean,
who's top of the league?
The two Manchesters.
Who's bottom of the league?
I think Crystal Palace, I think.
And how are Arsenal
scored a
doing?
Goal in the league yet, eh?
I haven't scored a goal in the league. And how are Arsenal
great,
doing? They've had a bad start.
Pretty bad start, yeah. Well, I don't know, it's too early to say, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was disappointed with our lot last weekend, because I thought it was the kind of game that we could have won, especially when we were ahead, you know, with Borough, that we, you know.
Yeah, we were
disappointed. We got Barnsley tonight away.
And that's QPR.
So that's the kind of one
QPR.
Of those games that we should win, you know.
Yeah, well, we've got a Fulham Friday night derby evening match. We'll be up for it. It'll be great. Dad, thank you for that. Our sports correspondent there, Michael Walsh. Dad, thanks a lot. I'll speak to you next week.
All right, I'll see you later.
Ta-da.
Can I just say something? Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, just a tweet. I'm taking kitchen and the back room, and it's looking amazing.
Mum, the signal's bad. I don't know where you've moved. You've got to go. I'm really sorry. I've got to go. You're making me hang up on you. I'm sorry, Mum.
Okay.
Bye. There we go.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, God.
Hard work.
Very hard work. Well, what, Mum?
No, just listening to both of them talk at once.
Yes.
Are they like that
all
the time?
It's quite stressful. Yes, they are like that. That's why I am. By the way, when you hear them and you speak to them, do I then make sense?
How you are, you are. Well, you like QPR like your dad.
Right.
And you're annoying like your mum. Not really. Your mum's not annoying.
What is that? You just slagged off my mum.
I'm joking.
Right, you're not coming back next week. You've been dropped.
What is
that?
Your mum's funny.
Just slagged off my mum. Your mum's a whore.
My mum listens to this.
Oh, sorry, that was a joke, Mr. Simmons. Sorry, that was a joke. I was being that extreme.
Sorry.
Sorry, I feel bad now.
Blimey. Sorry. Oh, that's made it awkward, isn't it?
Oh, no, I feel really bad.
Yeah,
sorry, Mr. Simmons.
I'm going to have to tell her not to.
What's her first
name?
It's
not Mrs. Simmons anymore because she got married.
Well, I know why.
Why?
Because she's a whore.
Oh my God.
Stop calling my mum a whore.
Well,
don't slag off my mum, so she's annoying then.
Well, I was joking.
No, I was joking.
I hope you're joking.
I was joking as well.
Wow. Well.
Doesn't charge. Now.
Unbelievable.
Sorry,
oh
Ms.
Oh my God. I genuinely can't post this now on Facebook.
Is it Miss Simmons or is it Ms. Simmons?
No, it's not. She's not married.
Yeah, so is it Miss or
Ms? No. She's married someone else. I've got a stepdad. So it's.
Yeah, so is she Mrs.?
Mrs. Holiday.
Or Ms.
Mrs.
Oh, it's Holiday. Not Simmons.
No, of course not. Because it's not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying it wasn't Mrs.
I can't believe that you've now said that my mum isn't married to my dad and you've called her a whore. I can't
during
post this on Facebook
afternoon.
Now. I can't.
Feel so.
We might have to edit this for the podcast.
I promised myself, because you're actually allowed to swear on Food Bar Radio, but I don't like it.
Is whore a swear word?
I don't know.
It is, I suppose.
Is it? Can we confirm whether or not whore is a swear word, please, producer Lissy?
Oh, this is going to be so awkward now. Because even if. Obviously, it's a joke, but
what's her name?
I have. Jan.
Jan? Jan.
Holiday.
Holiday. I can't keep up with Jan. Jan. This marriage, that marriage. God. Jan, I apologise. I'm only mucking about. Thank you for your support by listening to the show.
I'm going to have to explain to her beforehand that it's a joke.
Oh, yes.
But still tell her that you've called her a whore. That has to be a conversation
Jan,
I have now.
Jan, I'm so sorry.
And
I apologise.
And your mum knows that I don't think she's annoying.
Look, we've got to crack on because we're going to play a song in 2 minutes. Before we do, Mark, let's just have a quick story. Unless you have something you desperately want to talk about from the world of tabloids.
No,
okay.
But there's one thing that happened this morning that I thought I'd tell you about.
Is it news?
Well, kind of.
Well, this is a news show.
I know, but you know, last week I told you. I think you'll like this. You know, last week I told you how I rip out the news stories of the paper, so I've got them.
Yes, because you don't use a highlighter.
And I ripped out like an attractive woman and the opposite sort. Well, today I ripped out the first page.
Yeah.
And then that happened. You have to show the explain to him. It's so funny.
Mark Simmons ripped out the the front page of the Daily Star to reveal a couple of bare breasts from a page-free glamour model. Mark, you're obsessed with breasts today.
What are you talking about?
Sex
what?
Robots.
How am I obsessed with breasts?
Breasts and page-free. You're really lowering the tone of this show. It's because of your mum.
Unbelievable. Oh, no.
No, I apologise. No, that wasn't news. I wanted to talk more about... Okay, well, look, I'll just give you the headline anyway before we play a song. I think I need a break anyway, even if you don't. John McDonnell of the Shadow Chancellor at the Labour Party has promised to go back to privatising the country. So that would be railways, water, energy, Royal Mail, and PFI projects would all be returned to the state. So there you go. Up next, after the song, we'll be talking to comedian Paul McCaffrey, weather correspondent. He'll be giving us the weather forecast. Okay? That good?
Yeah.
Right, well, this is Killers, When You Were Young.
To save you from your old ways. and a little while.
Now, before we talk to Paul, who's on the line, Mark Simmons is going to give us the weather in North London.
Yeah, just look out the window.
Yeah.
What? Oh, horrible cloud. Really?
Horrible cloud?
Yeah, purple cloud.
Purple cloud? What does that mean?
It's purple cloud, like going to rain.
But it's not actually purple, it's grey.
No, it's purple up there.
I can't look.
Yeah,
all right, okay, right, well, that's the weather in North London. We're going to find out what the weather is like in, I presume, Winchester, but I don't actually know where Paul is. It's time for the weather with Paul McCaffrey.
The weather.
Hello, Paul.
How's it going?
Not bad, mate.
I don't know what the weather's like.
Oh, don't tell us yet. We saved that. Sorry. We build up to that. You'll ruin right. it. If you told us weather, there'd be nowhere to go. You can't top the weather.
Okay, all right, mate.
That's why they have it at the end of the normal news show. Paul, do you have any news, mate? It's a news show, so we speak to people, speak to our guests, and they tell us the news. What's your news?
I've just come back from holiday.
Oh, nice.
It was lovely, man.
Where? Where were you?
I was in the south of France. You know me, mate. Now I'm living, baby. yeah, so I was at a place called Marseille-en-la-Plage.
Lovely. Can you speak French?
Yeah. Oui. Parlez-vous français?
Can you actually, though?
I can get by.
That is cool. Mm. I've always wanted to do that. Nice one.
The problem is with my French, I think my accent belies the sort of my ability. So I think when people first, this is a problem I come across a lot, I think I can speak with an accent that suggests that I can speak better French than I actually can.
Yes.
So quite often I end up sort of getting myself into a conversation with a French person, basically writing a check that my ass can't cash. But I've got to say something, it's such a convincing and sort of competent French accent that they then sort of start a conversation with me that I'm just not cut out for, that I'm not equipped for.
Okay. Because when people can speak another language, I normally associate that with, like, sort of, I don't know, for some reason, I think of, like, posh people can speak other languages. You're not posh. Do you think it's fair to say it's rarer that someone like you, that scum like you? No, you're not a scum. You know what I mean?
I had a French guy. I actually had a French girlfriend for 3 years, so I think that... many years ago. In another lifetime. I'm old, man. I'm 43.
43? Okay. That's all right. You're still young.
I thought when you were playing The Killers when you were young, then that was a sort of sly thing. I see what I've agreed to here.
With the holiday, was it just you and your wife, or was it a friend's? Because I saw some photos on Instagram, and I was like, who are they?
You've met them, Andrew and Noel.
Yeah, but you've got so many friends, I can't keep up.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you. They were, it was a music festival, which they were all there to, so they were sort of down there, so it was really nice, actually, we met them just sort of came on the night before, and we saw them. It was wicked, actually. It was really
holiday.
You keep Paul. You keep cutting in and out. Can you lean out the window or something? Old school.
Let me just stand somewhere. Signal in this house is awful.
Well, then don't take the call when I ring you for the radio show. What is that? Get out of the house.
All right, I'm not out of the house. I'm in my pants.
Put some trousers on.
Wandering around the estate in my pants, shouting down the phone. French.
The signal
was arrested, man.
The signal was better. Right, go on.
Is the signal better now?
Yes, it is better.
Okay, I'll stay here.
Okay, yeah, good. Don't move. All right, quickly, before we move on, I want to find out more about your holiday. Do you think whore is a swear word?
This is interesting, actually. There is, no, I don't think whore is a swear word, but there's, I can't remember what the book is, but there is a book where it's like the history of sort of words. You know, like in East London?
Yeah.
I can't say this because this is definitely a swear word, but there is a road where women of the night used to ply their trade, and up until very recently it was called something...
Oh, I remember that, actually. I saw Mark's mum there.
Unbelievable. This can't be a common throughout every week.
Go on,
it was called something extremely explicit.
Right. Well, it's not on. I've been sent a sort of a list of swear words, and whore actually isn't on it.
Oh.
Munter is. Munter. Medium language, potentially unacceptable pre watershed, more aggression or specific intent to hurt heightens impact.
Yeah. All those times you've been being called that, you didn't think they were swearing.
Thanks, Paul. Paul. Paul.
I'm with you. Sorry, go on, Mark. Yes.
What? Just to line it up a bit. What's on top of your fridge?
This is, by the way, to put it in context.
Usually,
this is a section we have.
Cat.
Your cat.
Your cat is on top of your fridge.
Well, we've got a fridge freezer, so it's quite high. So my cat like climbs up there. And just sort of sits at a good vantage point for us to just check out what's going on.
Hang on, a fridge. But fridge freezer. Is a fridge freezer just a combination of a fridge and a freezer?
Yeah.
Now, this has once been an issue for me, because I have always been, I was brought up in a house with a fridge, freezer, where the freezer is at the bottom and the fridge is at the top. Yeah. For me, that's the right way around.
That's what mine is,
yeah. Same.
Why do they have it the other way around when the freezer's on the
People
top?
Are idiots. History has shown us this.
Yes, you're right.
But you're absolutely right. What reason do you think the fridge should be on the top?
Well, it's for me. It's obvious. Well, Mark, you don't have to put your hand up. You can join in. You know, Paul.
B, I can't see your hand.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just join in.
Yeah, but it's hard because we're three people.
But for those that are just listening to the show, Mark keeps on sort of mouthing at me to say something. You say it. Yeah, you're there.
I don't know. You're having a nice conversation.
Just say what did you want to say?
Mime radio.
I think it should be at the top because it's easy access, and you have to bend down to get to the freezer, which is you do less.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So what would be the point in putting it the other way? What?
I reckon I go into my freezer, on average, about twice a month.
Mm. Mate, there's no way. With your diet, are you having a laugh?
What about? Mate, seriously, that's strike two. If I have any more, I will hang on.
Strike two!
You've got no control over this. You're on dangerous ground. We're not going to continue this conversation. Back up.
Oh, we're not going to find out the weather in Winchester. No, all right, I'm sorry, Paul. I'm not. But like for me, the freezer is where my fish fingers live, and I'm in that once a week at least. Fish fingers, chips and beans. If I've had a bad day, a sad day, a bad gig, a tough gig, it's fish fingers, chips and beans. That's my comfort food. That's what makes me warm. Feel like a child. I whack on Ghostbusters, fish fingers, chips and beans, and I'm merry.
Yeah, no, I don't eat. Surprisingly, I don't eat a lot of frozen food. Cheese on toast, that kind of thing. So I eat a lot of bread. But
so do I.
Stuff in the freezer.
Well, look, Paul. That doesn't really neatly bring us to the weather, but it does. The time brings us to the weather.
It's actually quite warm, so I might have to go to the freezer to get an ice cream. I'm really well.
So, Paul, we're going to have to say goodbye. But before
we
do,
it feels like it's been set up.
Yeah. Come on, tell us, what is the weather in Winchester?
Mark Simmons, joke of the
week. Oh, I pressed the wrong thing. Oh, no. Go on, I pressed the wrong button.
What?
I can't believe it. What's the weather? Oh, no.
It's actually really, yes, it's absolutely nice. It's, sunny, a little bit of cloud up there, but just a nice kind of summer slash autumnal sort of feel. Sort of leaves on the trees are starting to brown a bit, but it's nice. I'm going to see later with Jules Holland tonight, Liam Gallagher's on there. I don't care what the weather's like.
Well, it's low, but thank you. That was the most detailed weather we've had yet. Thank you very much, Paul.
Oh, really?
Mark, we've got to go. It's the end of the show.
Oh, fair enough.
Paul, thank you very much. Yep. Pleasure speaking to you.
Pleasure speaking to you guys.
Bye, mate.
Goodbye, mate. That was Paul McCaffrey there, one of the country's top comedians. And he's chosen a song for us to end the show with. It's Dancing in the Moonlight by Toploader, a song he hates and wanted us to listen to. Unfortunately, Paul, I actually quite like it. Do you, Mark?
Love it.
There you go. This has been the News-ish Radio Show. I'm Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons. RT the podcast. Subscribe, all that stuff. Rate it. Goodbye. We get it almost every night.